Holly is a 16-year-old sexual violence survivor who attended the Survivor Speak event organized by Family Service Centers on Thursday in Clearwater. Her piece of art is about her story and her healing process.
It expresses my feelings and how people around me react to what's happened and how I get through every day with knowing about my trauma and it happening to me.
Her artwork is a denim globe with the word me on the top and the words family, friends, and love on the bottom.
Family, love, and friends represent how my family and friends love me and they hold me in my own world up. They keep me going every day. They motivate me. They inspire me. They're there for me with support.
Holly has been sexually assaulted twice by the same perpetrator, a 47-year-old family member. She was 6 years old when the first assault happened, and she was assaulted again last year.
He did tell me not to tell, and it happened for a while, and then I finally told my parents, so my mom, she's my support system. She's been there through everything with me, and she takes it the hardest of my whole family.
Even though she's still healing, Holly tries to talk to other survivors when she comes to counseling on Wednesdays.
And we talk, and we express how we felt about it or what's happened, and we just let each other know that we do care, and we're just alike out there, you know? Everyone's the same.
With the help of her family, friends, and the family service centers, she's able to focus on her dream to become a medical doctor. Greg Brewster wrote a poem to a sexual assault survivor. He came to the event to learn.
Sometimes in relating romantically from pain that they've suffered, when you mean a touch or a caress, it's misinterpreted the wrong way from a man that's done something from their past. You just have to be patient. It's not about you.
Lisa Signorelli is looking at the exhibited artwork. Some of the artists are her patients.
I'm a social worker, and I've worked with lots and lots of people who have experienced sexual violence. And I'm actually going to have an emotional reaction right now just talking about it. Because I think this is all really powerful.
Signorelli says that everybody can be a victim of sexual assault, and art can be a healing tool for some of the survivors.
When you're working with trauma survivors, you want them to understand that they're not the only one by any means, that in fact 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men in their lifetime will experience sexual violence, which is really a national epidemic. And you want to help them get to a place that it's part of their story, but not their whole story.
The president and CEO of Family Service Centers is Mary Jo Monahan.
They are victims, but through their work with us, they become survivors of this terrible crime, and sexual assault is a crime. We are the only certified rape crisis center in Pinellas County, and we like to say we have the comprehensive array of services.
Their services range from education and raising awareness in the community, prevention of sexual violence, to counseling and advocacy for the victims. Monahan says the agency is treating annually 400 sexually abused children, 600 adults, and many of their family members. One myth is that sexual assault does not happen to males.
And that's a prevalent myth that part of our education is to help people understand that. Because what happens if the perception is it doesn't happen to boys, and then it does, they feel a double dose of shame.
She says that it is up to the community to stop sexual violence.
It's up to the whole community to say no to sexual violence and to stand up and to have tough laws to make sure that people are prosecuted for the crime that they committed. And to be aware.
Monahan says that bullying is a growing trend in schools.
We have, I would say, almost an epidemic of bullying in our schools, and it borders on sexual violence because a lot of the bullying is of a sexual nature. And it's not far from that to continue on a path towards a sexual assault.
The loss of income and foreclosures contribute to the increasing domestic violence. Again, Monahan.
The artists say who their perpetrator was, and very often you're going to see brother, you're going to see father, you're going to see mom's boyfriend, you're going to see uncle, you're going to see grandfather, you're going to see grandmother. Okay? And again, I think the other myth is that women don't commit sexual assault, and they do too.
The Survivor Speak event was organized by the Family Service Centers, Florida Craftsmen, and Juvenile Welfare Board. Andrea Lipka, reporting for WMNF News.